This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
All right, good morning, ma'am. I'm good.
To Mr. America, I want to tell him this is my personal opinion. People not speaking, non-French speak, Belgians go to Europe every day. And I think that he was vicious, trying to be nasty and sarcastic. All of those things, but tell him it didn't come over very well. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your comment. David Ellis has sent a note to me to remind me that apparently today the House of Assembly has been debating the second reading of the Prevention of Corruption Bill 2019. This is an issue which, of course, has been hotly debated on this program and other ways. Speaking on the bill, Prime Minister Mia Motley revealed that a select committee has decided that judges who are already sitting on the bench would be exempt from declaring their assets, but has asked that there be a special bill dedicated to judicial officers at a high level. So the matter of dealing with whether judges should or should not declare their assets would have been discussed, and the agreement is that persons who are already sitting should not declare their assets, but of course the ones who are coming thereafter may very well have to do so through some special regime. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to raise a point here. What I find, there are two established service providers in this country. And I find that one is taking, I would think, an advantage on the poor people of this country. For instance, since COVID-19, I have had an experience whereby no bill had come for the month of April. And I continue to pay my bill. But because no bill did not come for April, I forgot all about that. And all the bill that they sent me, they were sent me for $150, and I was paying it all the time. About 2 weeks ago, they cut off my telephone, internet, everything. I had to call in there, and they tell me, carry me all around the world and tell me that I owe that. I said, well, how are you telling me? And they tell me the money that I pay. Because I pay through internet banking, and I tell them the money that I paid for the month, it is registered, so I don't owe y'all. So they tell me, well, no, what has happened is that they say they pay for the month. They said, I said, well, all y'all had to do is send out a notice to some person. The same way how you could cut off my phone, before you cut off my phone, you could send a recorded message like what one of the service providers would have done. Well, the bill has to be paid today or whatever the case is. Nothing, so then just cut off the phone. And this is ridiculous. The other point to that is that what I find, I don't know what part a law that this is, but policy that companies make is not law in this country. And I find that I find that this service provider is the honest company in the country or the history of Barbados that is doing this ridiculous charging of fee for late payment. When your bill is due on the 27th, if you pay your bill on the 25th to the outlets that they're sending you, you get $5 charged to you because then it takes 3 days for them to get it. How unfair these things could be. We live in a country and these are the type of things that are happening. I would like to know if you know anything about this thing.
You would like to know what, sir?
I would like to know if you know anything about what is going on as far as this $5 for late fee. If you pay your bill late, $5, they're charging you. If it is law or if it is legal or you have to pay it or whatever.
Well, the problem, sir, is always that these things are not really about the law. These things are about a contractual relationship between you and the company. And many companies impose a late fee because they argue that if they receive payment late, they have to incur costs and they have to pass those costs on to you. But that would be part of the relationship that you have established with your telecommunications provider. In some instances, that relationship is regulated by law. But as far as the late fee is concerned, I think it would be difficult for the law to regulate that. If you pay through a third party, it will naturally take a while to get to them, and they may want to recoup some of the money that they lost in that regard.
Yeah, but look carefully that this is a service provider that tell you that these are the places that they tell you to pay instead of flooding their office, because to flood their office, they won't get through. So they have these other establishments. So if they have this other establishment and you wait and pay on the 25th, why should you be charged $5 late fee because they get it on the 31st or the 28th or whatever? It is not right. It cannot be right.
Yeah, but sir, in fairness, if you are paying through a third party, because I tell you to pay a third party, it doesn't mean that I'm willing to waive the right to receive payments at a later date, because if the deadline date is that, they tell you that you need to pay earlier in order to get it to them online. I'm not sure why I'm defending them, but I'm just saying that normally what happens is that a third party will take a while to remit payment, and they would naturally want to recoup those losses.
But listen, this is where I have a problem, because how you can charge, listen, there's none of the other establishments in this country that I deal with, and all the deal with the same, you have get a commodity from them, charges, especially water, light. And if somebody's going to charge $5 for late fee, it will have the water that people always own, or the light. None of those people does this here, but how come that this company, and we had a established company in this country way before for this other service provider come in, and you have never heard that to this day. If you don't pay, they'll cut you off. But this one is, you're cut off. You have to pay your fee, and then pay a late fee, and this type of late fee. It is not right. It cannot be right. And I don't know if it's in policy or not. Not only that, if you had a contract with them, my contract with them, and let's say it is $10 per month I must pay for my service. That's the contract I signed with them. But nothing in my contract states that it would be renewed or whatever, renewed in terms of changes being made or anything like that. But yet, I pay $10 for internet, telephone, television. But yet, when it suits them, they raise the price and tell you there's no longer, that package no longer existing, and they give you a price before your signature to anything agreeing to. Well, that can't be right. This is what happened, sir. What do you have to say about that?
Sir, as I told you, I mean, I think the choice is clear. You may have to look at changing service providers. You know, okay. If you are uncomfortable with that arrangement, then see if the other service provider will give you a better arrangement.
Okay.
You know, it's hard for me to comment on something like that, because I don't believe that it's anything that they can't do. And I think that they're doing it because they can. And if you have a difficulty with the fact that you're paid a late fee when you use a third party, you have one of two options: either pay the bill a lot earlier, or alternatively, switch service provider.
Or another point.
But they got to change your number. All right, you just made that point and then go, because we have to go to a break. Go ahead.
In terms of checks, I went yesterday to establishment to purchase an article. I pay my check, and they tell me I have to wait 5 or 7 days for the check to clear for them to send me the item. Is that correct? That can be right.
3 to 7 days is the old standard. I think no, most checks clear in 3 days. Yes. Okay, sir?
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, you can reach us on 434-1790. You can also reach us using the chat, 266-IVOB, or you can call me on, you can email me on 2peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. Normally, we take a break for the regional roundup. That will come up at about 11:55. And then we'll take a break at 12:30 for the latest. So those are the two breaks this morning. We still have a good half an hour where we can chat, and I look forward to hearing from you. So good afternoon, good morning, and welcome.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, how are you doing? Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Oh, 99% good.
I want to say this about Mr. Andy America. What he's saying the majority of the time makes sense to me. What that lady knows say about him is nonsense, and it's a real down-to-earth dislike. And that is all I have to say.
He says a real down-to-earth what? Sorry. we lost that call. It was a real down-to-earth something, but I didn't hear the last one. So, all right, well, I'm sorry to hear that. 4341790, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Peter.
Morning, hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. I want to respond to the caller you had who's complaining about the service provider and the issue with paying the bill. Here's my take on it. If there's a deadline for payment, let's say it's the 31st of the month, and the person reaches a dedicated or whatever you want to call it, place of payment for that company, why should they incur a late payment charge? Why should you have to pay days ahead in order to accommodate them? I think it's robbery, really. And isn't that something the fair trading should be dealing with? I know you danced on it a little bit. I don't think it was intentional, but you danced on the issue as opposed to calling them out and saying that something needs to be done. They'll be getting away with a lot of nonsense. And also the problem that he mentioned in relation to having the offer packages and then change the package on it. I was hoodwinked into changing and accepting the package that they were offering, which is worse than what I had before, simply because they said, they're no longer offering the old one, and it will cost me more. And here I am now with a service which is piss poor. And what do you do? Go to another provider? What are the alternatives? Two providers who pretty much are in sync. We're supposed to have to be able to change and carry your number to a new provider. That hasn't even happened yet. We're already spinning top in mud where these service providers are concerned. Six of one and pretty much half dozen the other. One's perhaps, So what do you do? I think the authorities have to get firm with them and put penalties in place when they do not provide proper service to customers. That's the only recall we have now in the absence of a third someone, real competition, let me put it that way. I'll take a break. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't dancing on the issue. I think my problem is that I'm really not sure how I come down on the issue. Now, to start with, fair trading, as I understand it, normally comes in situations where you only have one provider. The fact that you have more than one provider, it means that they're limited in terms of what they can do. But what they can do is make sure that the services that they agree to pay, that you're paying them.
Besides,
you're getting them, right? Right. So the other thing about that you what you said about this whole idea, the question of the time, I do agree that sometimes the people overdo the length of time that they give you regarding payment. So let's say, for example, a check can clear in 3 days. If you make a payment to a third party, there's really no reason why that payment should not be uploaded by the end of the day. With these kind of electronic arrangements, there's no reason why it should take 3 days. But having said that, if they tell you 3 days, then my thing is, well, you just have to make sure it's 3 days early. But I agree with you, sir, that there's no reason why in 2020 there needs to be 3 days between the transfer of a payment and the making of a payment and the transfer of those monies to the ultimate source. So I'm with you where that's concerned, but again, as I said, I don't know whether that's a matter for fair trading. The third point you made about the loss of a service, the loss of a facility, if they have a special promotion and they change the promotion, I don't think that is an unreasonable thing. If you have a promotion, for example, I had a service with my service provider that was stopped about 5 or 6 years ago, and I had it up until recently. Because I said I prefer to hold on to it. And normally they let you hold on to it if you don't want to change to one of the new facilities that's available. So that I thought was possible.
Listen, Peter, I'm talking about a personal experience where they pretty much said that the new service that they offered, we didn't want to change at all, but they said it would cost you more. So you change it in the interest of cost to you. Then to find out that what they were offering was really not nearly as good as what you had before. So the incentive to making the change was because, hey, it's going to cost you more. That's what they said. They told us the figure and what it would cost. It would cost me less to have a so-called improved and faster service. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And we customers are not getting what they're paying for. They get away with much too much nonsense. And this thing about payment time and all that, when you do a transaction for a debit card or whatever, it happens instantly. You swipe it, you go to, and a payment takes place. You can't go to the ATM and get money anymore. It's gone. So what the heck do you have to have 3 days? It's really a way of taking money out of people's pocket. You lock up a guy for who has two hungry children at home for a tin of corned beef. And these people that are pretty much taking millions of dollars from consumers and no questions asked. How can that be fair? This is nonsense. Stuff like that has to be addressed. Somebody has to address it. You do it because they get away with it. They do it because there are no consequences. Mm-hmm. And that is what needs to be addressed.
All right, sir, I'm with you to a large extent in terms of those issues. What I would say to you, though, is that I think that the consumers have to become more activists in terms of pursuing these things and insisting that they receive what they pay for. We had a lawyer that took a bank to court the other day over a $5 charge, I think it was.
Okay.
Well, something like a $5 charge, yeah.
Right.
I think it was principle. A Mr. Sue. Right, he on principle, and I'm saying, of course, $5 is neither here nor there. But the principal was involved. No, I'm saying lawyers can do that because lawyers have the capacity to be able to go to the court and whatnot. But the average person isn't going to do those things. But I do believe that we need to become a lot more activists and insisting that we get, you know, our fair deserves from the banks, from institutions generally.
There are no consumer bodies of farmed in Barbados that really could really send them, you know, a serious message to them. When they threaten and disconnect people, now, don't pay the bill for you to get 10,000 customers not paying the bill. What are they going to do, huh? I'm telling you, they would do something about the service, but you know, one or two people doing it, they give you the run around and all kind of crap. So somebody has to bear the cat and protect because until and unless we have a body organized in a fashion that customers can clout their power together and make a difference by sending a message to them, we are pretty much out on the out in the water.
All right, sir. Point well taken. Thank you very much for calling. 4341780. We have a sitting of Parliament today, and you can follow what is happening, of course. And then, of course, we will keep you informed from time to time and receive bits and pieces of information that may be relevant to those among you. We also have this afternoon, I believe, there may be a filing of the appeal in Guyana, and we will want to be aware of whether or not that's going on. And we'll also try to see if we can bring you an update from Georgetown before the program comes to an end. So I said, good morning and welcome to the next caller.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to respond to Auntie America.
Sure, go ahead.
He said that United Nations should look into some of the problems that we are experiencing with this chemical warfare. Mm-hmm. But United Nations need to be dismantled. It really does not look out for the interests of all groups, all races. For instance, when you are a French colony, or were, now, you have to pay France 85% of all of your earnings. So all those French colonies that had belonged to France before still have to be paying 85% of earnings. That has been going on for years. France still has their knee on people's necks, those countries. And Democratic Republic of Congo is one of those countries. A very rich country, and they produce 50% of the cobalt. And the cobalt is sent to other countries to be refined. Cobalt is what makes that chip that is in your computer, that's in your cell phone. There's in all of those things that, like electric buses, that chip, silicone chip, nobody really cares. United Nations does not do anything about France. And then China is in there. And that is where we had Ebola. Ebola was intended to kill off generations of people so that they could get the land to mine to get the cobalt. So then the children who work in those mines are like 8 years old, 9 years old, but their relatives have died. Grandparents, so they have no choice. They're desperate for something to eat. So they have to work in those mines, producing the cobalt. And they make millions of dollars every year. So if those things were not happening, then the world would probably see more economic growth. You're saying about this coronavirus now, called the Ebola, they say came from bushmeat. And we as black people did not respond. So it was a black disease, so it was all right. It didn't get hit to the Caribbean, so it was all right because it was a black disease. You see, anyway, AIDS started with a black disease too. But they did not realize that the races used to share needles. And that's how some of the other races got infected. Coronavirus, man-made. man-made disease. It has in some SARS, H1N1, all kinds of things. So that is why you have not been able to find a vaccine, because what will cure SARS and H1N1 does not kill off Ebola.
All right, ma'am, I want to thank you for your contribution, for enlightening us with those points on the origins of the SARS virus, the Ebola, and also the COVID. Thank you so much for your contribution. Dr. Brastax, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Vickle. How are you doing?
Hey, morning, sir. How are you doing?
You sound better than some of them that live here in Barbados, boy. I know. But I can be short and sweet. Though. I like to be short and sweet.
That's good. Especially as the news is coming up.
I can be short and sweet, man. Mr. Wickham, mm-hmm. I had a problem with that same thing the people doing with the service provider. And they take it out. And I go back home to my regular people. Would you believe, right now my bill is supposed to pay the 21st. And they call them and tell them, well, listen, no, I have a pension number. I get my pension not before, so this is the day. I know my phone and everything's still on.
Mm-hmm.
The boss cut me off, so all I'm going to do is follow me, go back home. if I go up Bushill, you know, and the chair's gone, I can't pay, I'm still good. But my next point now is, you know, this morning, if the czar, they give me one of their jobs as people that watching out, the government will get $50,000. I sat outside this morning reading my paper and saw a minivan with three people in it and the driver going on a mask. And that only started this morning. You feel that we, as people in the community, can take pictures and call and give the people the information?
I don't see why not. I do feel that there needs to be a way in which we can report on each other. And perhaps that might be one of the solutions, that if you report on someone, you know, the telephone pictures would normally have a timestamp. That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I hope the czar can come out. I let people know that they can report and where to report. Because they ain't going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna stop. This morning is the first morning. I hear in the van driving with three people in the van going, my house ain't going on.
Yeah. But that's the standard thing. That's how a lot of those guys operate. That you don't really see them wearing masks, on a regular. For me, it's more the exception than the rule. Clearly, there has to be a signal sent to them.
The thing is, the guy that's in the van is a friend of mine, and I've never had to pay $50,000.
And when you spoke to him, I told him?
Huh?
You're telling him to put on a mask, you're asking why he ain't wearing one?
But no, I was sitting down in my confine.
Okay.
So I didn't have to tell him nothing.
Okay.
I can take a picture and say, get it to the people's authorities, and let him be the first.
Yeah.
All right, that might be
the solution. No, in regard to what you said earlier about going back home, I have to admit I had a similar experience when we liberalized the telephone environment in Barbados, and that was back in 2002, 2003, somewhere around there, when we first liberalized it. And I was one of the first ones that went roaming, one could say. And I too have discovered that sometimes home cooking is really the better cooking, but you know, you have to go through a long process before you come to that understanding. The important thing about having service providers, though, is that we should not be afraid to leave and say to someone that we feel that we can get a better deal elsewhere, we will go ahead. One of the more interesting experiences I had in that journey in terms of service providers was that the person who, one of the agents that worked at the time for AT&T, I can say it because they're no longer in operation, she told me herself that she was strongly advised I get another service provider. And I always respect that girl. Whenever I see her, I respected her as a person who worked at AT&T. And she said, I'm looking at this package and this is the best we can do for you. And frankly, I don't think this is working for you. So I think you need to find another service provider. Sadly, AT&T closed down soon after. But she was making a valid point in my own interest. But yeah, no, don't be afraid to leave and go. and then don't be afraid to go back if necessary, because that's probably the best way that you can send a signal to service providers. Bear in mind, the COVID experience has been one which has leveled the playing field to some extent, because service providers would have understood what it was like for the first time not to be paid. And you know, I kept making the point that we think that we don't have power, but clearly we do have power, because there were months when banks, service providers, and other people who were receiving funds understood which God they were serving simply because nobody had money to pay them and they weren't getting paid. So it's either you discontinue everybody's service, or alternatively, you come to some kind of an agreement, which would seem to make a whole lot more sense. Down to brass tacks, good morning. Okay. Good morning. It's 38 minutes past the hour of 11.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to hear you today. I'm calling about what the gentleman was speaking about, the service provider. I had an experience like that where they tell you, you're now paying $120 for broadband, this thing, the next thing, three things together. We have a promotion going on. You put all those things together. You only put $30 more. You pay $150, and that's it. They never tell you, but after 3 months, this promotion will go to $180 instead of $150. So then you see a bill come in for $180, and you're wondering, no, $180? Well, $180 is far and away. They didn't owe them the money from before. And then when you check it out and you call and give them your account number and ask about it, the promotion was only for 3 months. So now the total is $180. You know, so all those things, they don't tell you the truth from the beginning when you are interested in getting the promotion or whatever it is they are having. They just tell you the total and they forget to say, or intentionally don't tell you, well, this is only for 3 months, or this is only for 6 months, or whatever the case. So when you think that you're getting a deal and you're only paying $30 more, maybe for the TV, you know, the channels on the TV, or $30 more for something else that you didn't have, most likely, in my case, it was I did not have their TV services. I only had the landline and the internet. So I was saying to myself, it's only $30 then for all these other channels, you know? So that would benefit me. And I was pleased with that. Then to get a bill for $180. So I took it out because I thought that $180 was too much. So I just have the landline now and the internet. But they do all these little tricky things. Up to yesterday, someone else called me encouraging me to get a package, you know, for $160. Right now, you're paying this and that will be only... I said, no, I had that experience before, and I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. You have to be very careful and ask questions.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, a lot of times, as you said, people call you and say, okay, I have this package, everything looks great in the daytime, but then when the nighttime comes, as the case may be, it starts to look less attractive. And I believe that as a consumer, you have a right to protection from these things. One of the important points is the fine print, you know, the details. You know, will this cost me something next month that has not costing me this month? And what I would say to you, ma'am, is that, you know, sometimes the buyer has to be aware. You have to be willing to ask those questions and do as you did and say, well, look, you know, this happened before. Let me make sure it doesn't happen. I received calls from my service provider on about 3 occasions suggesting that I change my package. The third time I did change it, and it has been beneficial. But the first 2 times, my challenge was that they couldn't answer the questions that I kept asking. And as a result, you know, we weren't able to go in that direction. So, yeah, but you're very right that we need to be more strong in terms of asking. I think consumer protection works in both ways. One way is that we have to be afforded protection, and the other way is that people have to be willing to demand, you know, their rights and demand protection, and don't be afraid to leave a provider if the person isn't stuck up, as far as you're concerned. Right, ma'am?
I want to only that, I was talking to my cousin, and she was. I was telling her about the package, and I only pay $150. Mm-hmm. And she and I, she is paying $180 for the same package. I am paying $150. Little did I know that I would get a bill for the same $180. So I was telling her, "Well, go and find out about it, and you know, get the $150 package." And next thing you know, I get a bill for $180. So if you get so excited about getting this package, you're not you don't remember to ask any questions, you know, you just think really like, genuine, and you're getting a bargain. And you know, we Bajans like a bargain. So that is where you get hooked up in this thing. But you have to ask, as you were saying just now, ask them the questions and hear how they're answering you, you know, and you're working for yourself.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, ma'am, thank you so much for calling. We're going to see if we can get a few more in before we go to the regional roundup. 1144, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning.
I have a real problem. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Go right ahead, ma'am. I'm listening.
The National Insurance. I have an old lady. This is 7.5 months. That she haven't received old age pension yet. Every month you're visiting National Insurance and giving her the wrong. What you think I should do? I turned going there and calling.
What is the is the reason that they're giving?
A computer error. For 7.5 months, Peter. That is
hold. Ma'am, did she have the was she receiving the pension regularly before?
Yes.
Where did it stop?
It stopped in December when she get one check and one blank check. We didn't get it in January, February, March, April, May, June. And this is July now. Still nothing incoming. And this is
so
wrong.
Basically, between January and now, have you spoken to anyone there? Or what did they tell you?
A computer error.
I know, but when would it be rectified?
They ain't telling me when it will be rectified, Peter. Up to last week, I talked with a lady, and she still didn't tell me when it would be rectified.
But why is she telling you about it, that there's a computer error full stop? They did not give you any further explanation?
No, Peter.
Did you ask when will the person start receiving checks again?
All of that I asked, and I did not get an answer.
I know, but what did she tell you in response?
It's a computer error, and they're looking into it. For 7.5 months? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but ma'am, there has to be something more. There had to be more information than that they could have given you at that point.
That makes sense in the first month.
But I mean, so when you ask questions like when will it be resolved, are they not telling you anything further? Or they're not prepared to discuss it with you because you're not the lady?
But she's not able to do nothing for herself, and they do everything for her. I visit them in January, went back in February, went back in June. The fellow was very nice because when he came back to me, he said he went to the accountant and they should get saying the next month is July and we still ain't seen a check.
Do you have the requisite legal documents to conduct business on her behalf?
Yes, I give them in since last year, September.
You gave them in December?
September. I give the relevant document in September.
And she has completed all of her up-to-date like certificates and so on?
Everything. I give them doctor certificate, signature, justice of peace, sign the letter, everything.
Yeah. All right. Ma'am, I'm going to ask you to hold on a minute. When you terminate the call with me, just stay on the line. Producer is going to give you some information. We have a contact that you can perhaps call and see whether you can get some more information from that person. All right. So... is there anything else you wanted to discuss, or it was just
no,
that?
Sir. No, sir. Thank you very much.
Just that. Okay. All right. So just sit tight. John will speak to you shortly, and he will give you some information. And I'm hoping that this lady, very helpful, will be able to help resolve this problem for you and find out what is happening regarding the old lady. Okay. And let's hope that will deal with the situation. All right. It's now 11:47. You can call us on 434-1790. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. The chat 266-IBOB the chat has been warming up today, and I haven't been paying as much attention to it as I should have, but I will try and do so when I am off the program. So to the person who is WhatsApping, yes, we have the information here, and we get back to, we get that information to the lady shortly. Right, good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Morning.
Morning, how are you doing?
Mr. Vickham?
Yes, sir, how are you doing?
Yeah, first time calling. I admire listening to one, right? But I just want to add a little something to that telephone, to that particular company. And I had an experience. You listening?
I'm listening, sir. I'm listening.
Yeah, I had an experience with them in April month. The 6th of this month, they cut off my phone about 3 o'clock in the evening. And I tell myself, you don't pay my bills, how can the phone cut off? So, you know, trying to call them and stuff, you can't do anyhow, you waited till the next day. And the lady tell me that the bill that I ain't pay is the bill in April. Because I said, well, I pay all my bills. She said, no, that the country was closed down and whatnot. Then to find out, I said, all right, so she tell me I had to go and find the bill. So I did find the bill. Long and short, you still going to find the bill. The bill was paid at the post office. So apparently, I don't know how can I pay an April bill. How can they turn me off in July for a bill in April? They find that's what's going on with them. Now the thing, they start you at one package, you think increased about $10 more, you don't got a clue what's going on. But and I late fee too, that's another thing. You pay earlier, a short pay, late fee. And all things, I think that, as you said, the first level, agree with that thought, man. You got to go back home here. That's all I got to say, boss. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling, sir. We deal with that issue